All right, Eagles fans, I'm Alex Smith here at the NovaCare Complex, and I am very pleased to be joined today by wide receiver Jordan Matthews. Jordan, it's hard to believe already year three for you here in the NFL. What's the mindset for you here coming into this season?
Definitely come out here, be a leader every single day for this, not just the wide receiver group, but also this team. But definitely, by the way, come out here and practice every day, the standard that I set for myself. And hopefully, if I'm consistent with that, it also raises the standard of some of the guys around me.
Going back to the offseason, you spent some time with Sam Bradford and Zach Ertz down in Oklahoma. What did you learn about those two guys during that time?
The main thing I learned about both of them is, Sam is very, very private. Sam, no social media. He lives in the far back of a neighborhood. I mean, I got to the gate of his neighborhood in the Uber. And I was at the gate, and his house was still 10 minutes away on the GPS. I'm like, are we in the neighborhood yet? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. And so he's very private, but it's for a reason. He likes, to be out in open space. He likes to be close to his family. He's got a close-knit camp when it comes to his parents, his wife, and just some of his close friends from Oklahoma. And that's how he likes it. And I think that's something that a lot of people can learn from, is being content with being with with your loved ones and being around those people. And, with Zach, man, he's meticulous, man, with the way he works, his hours, the hours that he sleeps, what he eats. I mean, it's down to a T. And you see why he's been able to have such good success, in the NFL, why he's been able to play through full seasons. And, just what the type of person he is, a Stanford guy. And it's like, okay, yeah, I know he's smart, but at the same time, he's also a hard worker too. So he makes the brains with also that type of work ethic. You're always going to have a good person come out of that, and that's what Zach is.
And do you get the Stanford-Vanderbilt rivalry going?
All the time. We always, joke about it. Obviously, Stanford is well-documented, the type of success that they've had. But I always tell him, bro, it's like, dude, it's the Pac-12. They play 7-on-7 football. He's gonna get mad if he hears this, but I tell him, man, no, Vanderbilt has the hardest challenge in all of football in any level, because you have the academic standards of an Ivy League school, but you play in the best conference outside of the AFC and the NFC. So nobody else has to do that. Nobody. So we compete against the best and the brightest Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday, and then you got to go play the best in the league, in the SEC on Saturday. No other school has to do that, so Vanderbilt takes the cake with the hardest challenge. So whatever.
Going back to Sam Bradford for a second, you were one of the players at the end of last season who really spoke up about wanting him to come back and be here in Philadelphia. So now that he is back here, what's the chemistry like between you two here in camp?
It's great. I mean, every single time we're out here, whether it's a good play or a bad play, I'm always going back and asking Sam what he saw, what he likes, what I need to do better, and really just how I can kind of, improve my game to fit his standard of what he needs to see. The quarterbacks have so much they have to deal with, so I want to make that job as easy as possible on him, and he's been great with that. If he don't like something, he'll be like, Jordan, come on. Like almost a disappointed father. So he's like, come here. And then he'll tell me what I got to do. I'm like, all right, got you. Then we go back and we correct it. We'll even come back after practice and hit some reps too, just to kind of work on it. So we're still building that chemistry, but at the same time, we're on the same page as knowing each other and building that close relationship. And I tell people that that's important all the time, because it's different when the guy who's upset with you because you messed up on a route is just your quarterback. It's different when that person's your friend and you know he's counting on you. So when he says, hey, I need to get you to get to 12 yards in this play, you're getting to 12 yards, because that's not just some guy that's just doing his job yelling at you. That's your boy. And so that's why those relationships are so important. So I'm just trying to make sure I help him out, as best as possible, so he can come out here and have a great season too. I know he deserves it, and that's what I'm going to work for.
Let's talk about this wide receivers group for a second. With yourself, Ruben, Josh, Chris, what do you like about this group, the way that it looks right now?
Oh, man, I like how we work, man. I like how focused everybody is. Everybody kind of has something to prove. If you look at the stories of everybody coming into this year, you can always find some area where somebody says, okay, this person needs to go out and prove themselves. You look at Chris, he's gone to a couple teams, missed his chance. You look at Rube, leaving New York, he's got a chip. Josh, he's got something to prove. Nelson, coming off of rookie year, first-round pick, he's got something. I always feel like I have a chip on my shoulder. So it's one of those things where you have all that in a room, but then the best part about it is, everybody's even killed about it. You don't want to have a whole bunch of egos bouncing across the room and everybody being upset. You want guys to be able to come in, be focused, and be the best person that they can be. And then also not let those things that guys sometimes feel like they have to prove disrupt friendships and chemistry. Yesterday, we actually went out to go eat as a wide receiver unit. And I don't think you know how rare that is, that on your one off day during camp, guys still want to hang out with each other. That's extremely rare. Like, that stuff does not happen in the NFL. Trust me. When you get to the season, okay, maybe. But during camp, your one-off day, guys, the last people guys want to see are people that they see every single day in this locker room. And all the receivers, decided that we wanted to go eat together. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the rookies aren't paying. All of us sponsored a rookie to take care of their meal. So that's servanthood. That's the type of room you want. That's the type of guys that are going to go out there, and when somebody has a play and guys have to block for them, they're doing it willingly, and they want that guy to do well. When somebody scores, everybody's genuinely happy for them. And that's how you build camaraderie, and that's how you build a team that's actually going to go out there and win games.
And my final question for you, what do you want to prove this year? I know you've put up really impressive numbers in each of your first two seasons, but what's there to prove for you this season?
Oh, man, I don't go out there to prove nothing. I just do the work, you know. If you go out there and you do the right thing, you know what I'm saying, the right outcome's always going to come about it, you know. All the other stuff, if I put a goal, even sometimes you put a certain goal somewhere, then you can still end up limiting yourself. So it's infinite. I feel like, you know, I have the ability to go out there and have a great season, but if I sit and focus on, you know, the overall outcome, then I can still short myself. So I feel like, nah, the main thing I want to do is come out here and every single rep, every single second, every single day that I can come out here and do something, I'm going to do that to the best of my abilities. That's it. And when we look up at the end of the season, you know, our whole team, especially me individually, I know I'm going to look back and say, okay, this is something I can be proud of. But I just got to go hard every single time I get a chance to.
Jordan Matthews, thank you very much for joining us, and good luck with the rest of the camp.
No doubt. Appreciate it.
And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.